Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Coming up Friday, January 30th, a pair of auctions for you from Superior Video Livestock Auction on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m., they'll have 33,800 head of feeder cattle and calves, 9,300 yearling steers, 5,400 yearling heifers, almost 11,000 head of weaned calves. Then at 3 p.m., following the feeder cattle sale, they'll have a Superior Select Female sale with 2,100 head to be offered. For more details, call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
OSU's Dr. Shannon Farrell joining us today as we think about the concept of death and taxes. You know, when we think about death, we don't like to really think about it very often, but as we think about the ramifications of passing that farm or ranch down to the next generation, it's something we've got to face head on. And Shannon, it seems like always at the top of our mind when it comes to the succession plan, we worry first of all about maybe the taxes that we may owe Uncle Sam.
Right. And the tax landscape is actually a lot better than it has been in the past because, you know, in 2014, you could pass $5.34 million of property estate tax free. And that's a lot better than it had been in the past where those numbers were $1 million or even less. So for all but our largest operators, the tax tail doesn't have to wag the transition plan dog. You know, so that's to say is that for most of us, we don't have to do crazy things to avoid the tax liabilities, and you can focus more on how do you want to actually see the operation work in the hands of that next generation rather than having to do a lot of tax maneuvering.
So once you get past the taxes, how do you get all those other details lining themselves up?
You know, this is the one thing that we may not excel at in agriculture. We're good at a lot of things, but when it comes to talking about our feelings with our family, it may not be our forte. And I know you're thinking that sounds awfully mushy-gushy, but the reason that we say that is because you really have to have a deep, meaningful dialogue with all the stakeholders in your farm. You know, your farm family, mom, dad, the kids. You know, even if you have hired hands that have been part of the operation for a while, get everybody to the table and really talk about how they feel about the farm, what they envision as their desired role in the farm.
And with that information, you're able to build a plan that will allow your family to hold on to that farm or ranch into the next generation. Multiple livestock groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Turkey Federation, National Chicken Council, and the National Pork Producers Council, have all issued statements urging Congress to renew trade promotion authority for the Obama administration. In response to their comments, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says, hip hip hooray, saying the past 6 years have been a very strong period for agricultural exports, for perhaps some of the strongest ever for the history of our country, despite the fact that many other countries' markets are not as open to American products as our markets are to theirs. New trade agreements that will help level the playing field for agriculture will build on the success we've seen in the agricultural economy since 2009, according to the secretary, and help producers create more new jobs across the country. He says it would be a win-win for this country if we can get trade promotion authority, hopes Congress will follow through on that opportunity. You've got farm news on Ron.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
At your farm news, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.